Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today, so if you turn about halfway through the Scriptures, you'll find the Psalms. Find Psalm 75. I'll be reading Psalm 75 through 77, taking some devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for the Psalms, the emotion that is brought out here in praise to you, as well as angst and You allow for that here in this book of Hebrew poetry. And I thank you for that, Father, and pray that you'll help me to know how to better communicate and relate to you after reading these Psalms today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 75. It says, "For the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak so defiantly. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob, who says, I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up." So if that's the end of Psalm 75. So if horns, think of it as signifying strength. So the praise goes out to God here. He is the one in sovereign control. He is the one who brings down nations because of wickedness. And it leads him to praising God for protecting his people and lifting up the righteous. Psalm 76. "For the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. God is renowned in Judah. In Israel, his name is great. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. You are radiant with light, more majestic than mountains, rich with game. The valiant lie plundered, they sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. It is you alone who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven you pronounced judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, God, rose up to judge to save all the afflicted of the land. Surely your wrath against mankind brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one of the feared, the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of the earth." That's the end of Psalm 76. Again, just a praise of God, recognizing God is over all nations. God is in charge of all rulers, he's in charge of all kings, and they will eventually all submit to him. That's a good thing to keep in mind, you know, during these days. Psalm 77, "For the director of music, for Jeduthun, of Asaph, a psalm. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated, and my spirit asked, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out his hand, his right hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm you redeem your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led to the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. That's the end of Psalm 77 and the end of our reading for today. What caught your attention to focus on today? What caught mine is here in Psalm 77. I consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is this great as our God? In all times, with all peoples, in all circumstances, in all cultures, there are some things that remain constant. God is in charge. God is holy. God will, in the right time, lift up the righteous and take down the wicked. And for us to continue to praise him, lift him up, believe in him, have faith in him, regardless of what's happening in our crazy world, I think is where my heart goes today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. These psalms are very short. But Lord, I would pray that I would spend the rest of today focusing on praising you because of who you are. And the fact, Father, you are in complete control of this crazy world and its crazy leaders. And that one day you will make it all right. Until then, Father, I want to honor you by how I live. I want to lift you up. I want to point people to your attention. Point you to their attention. Lift them up to you. And Father, put all of history and all of current life events in the in the context of who you are and your sovereign control. And may you be pleased with my life today. In Jesus' name, amen.